seems that I don't get enough chances to preach anymore. Either I'm out of town or it's not my turn. So Acts chapter 2, if you remember R on the Baptist distinctives, R, regenerate, regeneration and immersion requirements of church membership. Acts chapter 2, we have really a historical account of the first church, and we have some observations that we have here of twofold. Number one, what Jesus taught in the Gospels and what was taught in the epistles is seen in a historical sense in Acts chapter 2. And we'll try to hit both of those in a minute. Acts chapter 2, and of course that very familiar verse, verse 41, then they that gladly received his word, what was his word? Verse 38, Peter said, repent and be baptized every one of you. Verse 36, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ. And Peter said, repent and be baptized every one of you. And then in verse 41, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. Now, in the same day, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Very simply, they received his word, the message that Christ was the Messiah. They had crucified him. They were guilty. They purposely and willfully slew the Son of God. It certainly showed their sin, certainly showed they were condemned, certainly showed they were on their way to hell, and he said, repent. And we find that they received his word, his message of Christ, the message of repentance. And the Bible says those that did receive his word were baptized. And the Bible says in the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And who were they added to? They were added to the believers there at Jerusalem. And so we have very simple formula. They received the word of God. That would be equivalent to them being saved. That would be equivalent to the result of receiving God's word. The result is to be born again. And these people that were saved were baptized. And they were added unto them. They were added to the church. And so we have the order, received the word, they were baptized, they were added to the church. Obviously, in many Protestant denominations, they have baptism. And then if you're a Lutheran, you have baptism, and then you have confirmation, which is a confirmation of the faith of their godparents, and a bunch of confusion, and then they are added to the church. Many different formulas, but in the Bible, again, remember God is the one who instituted the institution of the church, and it is by the Bible that the church is laid out, and it is the Bible truths that must be followed because it's his institution. And so there was salvation, there was baptism, and there was adding to the church. Now, if you turn to Matthew 28, now we're going to the Gospels, and we see this simple truth, this order, and this truth as well. We see it a little bit, we see the order, obviously. We see it pointed out a little bit differently. Matthew chapter 28. He says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. The word there is teach, but it has the emphasis of the word methete, means to disciple. Disciple all nations. Well, in order to disciple nations, and a disciple is a committed follower of Jesus Christ, first of all, a person has to be saved, obviously, right? You can't become a disciple if you aren't saved. But he didn't say just get them saved. He said disciple the nations. And then what does he say to do with those disciples? Okay? What does he say? Baptize them. Okay? You know, we're talking about the process here and the facts. They're saved. And now, who do you baptize? You baptize what? Disciples. And, of course, then it says, and teaching them. Who's them? Disciples. They've been baptized. And what are you doing? You're teaching them. Where are you teaching them? All things. Teaching them, and it says teaching them to what? Observe. Teaching them to observe. You know, a disciple is one who has committed to following Jesus Christ. And so now when you are teaching them, it is in the realm of, it's in the prospect of, it's in the attitude, okay, I'm not learning this just to hear it. I'm a disciple. I want to know what the truth is so I can obey it. Now, that's a real church. That's a real church. Disciples are people who have committed to follow God's word. And the pastor's job is to teach them God's word because they have decided that they want to obey what it says. It isn't like a, you know, it isn't like a, well, if I like it, I'm going to do it. If I don't like it, I'm not going to do it. A church is made up of disciples. And those disciples, they're baptized into the church. Now, we'll get back to that one. But they're baptized into the church. And what is a church? It's a place where they come to hear the word of God because they want to obey it. And a professional church is a church where they come to hear the Bible so they can have their ears tickled. And they can decide if they want to obey it or not, if they like it or not. And that's not a Bible church. A New Testament church is one. Disciple them. Baptize those disciples. And now, because they are disciples, and they have committed themselves a disciple by the public declaration of it in believers' baptism, death, burial, and resurrection. Is it true or is it a lie? Well, if it's true, that's the sign of a disciple. Dead, burial, buried, alive in Christ. And so we find the same plan in the Gospels. That very simply, salvation. Salvation followed by baptism. And baptism is followed, well, actually synonymous with joining a church. In the New Testament, you will never find a phrase, people joining a church. You never find that phrase, people joining a church. You'll never find the phrase, they started a church, as far as I know. Because churches are started, and people join a church when they're baptized. That's why you don't find in the Bible people joining a church or starting a church, because this church got, when the church gets started at Philippi, when they got baptized, when the believers got baptized, that was the start of the church. And that's a very, very important principle, Bible principle. You have salvation, you have baptism, you have church membership. And so, very simple. That's all the further we can go tonight as you look at this very important truth in the Bible, and we'll try to pick up from that again. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for the truth of the Word of God, and I pray that you would use the truth of your Word in our lives. And Lord, we know that a church is truly a living spiritual organism. And it cannot be a living spiritual organism if people have not been born again. Dead people, unsaved dead people, Lord, spiritually dead, can only make a church a social club at best. Lord, but we thank you that your word has a plan. And I pray that we understand the plan and that we love the plan. And we know that it's a plan that works. And we pray that we would be obedient to your plan. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we want to encourage you to...